You're listening to Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Three new members of the Youth Parliament have started work in North Yorkshire. They're here to represent other young people and raise their concerns. Evie Stevenson is one of them and explains how she got involved.
Basically, since I started sixth form and I took politics as my subject, I just started getting really interested in politics. And mainly just wanted to get more involved locally. And then I came across an advertisement online to do with the position as a member of Youth Parliament. So I just applied online and then I was invited to come to the County Hall in North Allerton. And then, yeah, I was elected there. So just
tell us a bit more about the process of how you were elected.
Oh, so when we turned up to County Hall, we went through the process of we had to deliver a speech to a group of youths within the area that were part of different organisations, mental health groups, other groups. And basically, I had to deliver my speech and then they voted based on the candidates that were presented to them.
So now you're part of the Youth Parliament. What are the issues that you are particularly keen to raise?
So mental health was my number one manifesto point. And that's because currently we have over 70,000 youths that are living in the country with mental health issues, and they're going undetected. So at the moment I'm trying to advocate for training more teachers, specifically within schools, to be able to spot the signs of mental health issues in children, because we have pastoral workers within school and we have counsellors within school, yet many children still don't want to have to speak to them because they don't have that initial relationship with them. So that's why I think that more teachers should be trained in that area.
Yeah. And particularly, I guess, if people can't talk to their family, they really do need someone in school to talk to, don't they?
Yeah, and that's why I think specifically teachers and teaching assistants need to be trained. And they also need to be trained on spotting not the noticeable signs that you'd usually see in someone that's, for example, depressed. There are other signs that people don't know about and more people need to be trained. And I think as well, even other youths need to be trained in spotting these signs as well, because you might not even notice it in a friend and they need to be able to spot these signs to report it.
Mm. So that's your sort of number one issue. Is there anything else you're particularly keen to,
push? Sexual harassment in schools and just generally like sex education in terms of like sexual harassment is kind of like a big one for me at the moment. I just think we learn about things such as sexting and things, and we learn about those dangers. But I mean, especially for young girls, and it goes for boys as well. I don't feel like we know enough about how to stay safe in particular areas, you know, on transport, in schools. And then they also don't know like different avenues that there are to go to in that situation. We know how to prevent ourselves from doing stupid things over the internet. But when actual other physical things happen, we don't have the training for that. So
you're looking forward to getting stuck in then? Yeah. And do you enjoy sort of a healthy debate?
I do like a good debate. I'm a part of a debate society. I do like it. Yeah.
Fantastic. And you're actually going to the Houses of Parliament, aren't you?
Yeah.
Just tell us about that.
So in November, with Youth Parliament, the NYPs get to go and sit as a part of Yorkshire and the Humberside within the Houses of Parliament. So we'll get to sit on the green seats. And there we'll debate different issues for this year's Make Your Mark campaign. And then eventually, after we've done the big debate, we'll vote on which issues we want everyone across the country, including Northern Ireland, to champion and to campaign for next year. So that should be really good, yeah.